Now, more of the Travelin' On Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
Hey, everybody. We're back, and you're listening to the Travelin' On Radio Show. We're your travelin' fools, Ian and Tanya Fitzpatrick, and we're talking to our good friend, John Sexton, with Sexton Executive Security. John, before the break, you had made a comment about something that people should do. They should travel light. What are some of the things that people should be aware of when they're traveling, like common sense things like traveling light?
Well, I'll give you an example, Tanya. I was in Saudi Arabia back in November, and the countries, you know, outside of the countries that are maybe the norm that a lot of people travel to, especially countries where there's a lot of poverty, outside of airports, you'll find people wanting to help you with your bags and grab things from you. And I actually had an incident where I thought I was pickpocketed because there's hundreds of people milling around. And what it was is the person who grabbed my bags to assist me with my bags had them going, when I was going through the security checkpoint, and I emptied my wallet and everything to go through the metal detector.
Now, did you know this person, or did he approach you?
Oh, not
you?
At all. No, I never saw him before, and probably will never see him again.
Oh, dear.
Just somebody, there's hundreds of guys, you know, trying to get a dollar or two to get your bags. But it's much more aggressive than we're used to in this country. You know, it's not an asking, it's they'll grab it, so you have to see where your bags are going.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of mayhem in countries like, you know, the Middle East and India and places like that. And things happen very fast, so I actually went through the metal detector. He had left with my bags towards, he didn't even know what gate or check-in I was going to. I was flying back to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went out running after him to make sure I got my bags and they didn't go disappear on some other flight without me. And by the time I got there, I didn't have my wallet.
Oh.
And so I thought that I had been pickpocketed in the confusion. And what actually happened was because I had taken my mind off my valuables going through the checkpoint, I actually had left without them to grab my bags.
Oh.
And by the time I'd gone reporting it, the police found it and came back. So if you can, if you're traveling as light as possible, if you're going to be there for a couple of weeks, it's more difficult. You need to bring a lot of stuff. But if you can bring, say, a large bag and your carrying bag and keep them in one hand, you know, with a pull on and keep them on top of each other and keep your eyes on them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of confusion in places like that. You need to be focused. The more focused you can be, the better.
And that's the operative word, focus, awareness. A lot of times when we're moving about and going into different places, we just sometimes kind of lose ourselves in the moment, kind of the excitement of the situation. What are some of the things that people can do so that they don't put themselves out as an easy mark in terms of their behavior, their actions, and even some of the things that they perhaps carry on them?
Well, you know, the whole, and this can be done in cities in the United States as well as in different countries and cities around the world, is the best thing, even though you really are a tourist, you know, keep that inside to yourself. Don't really let everybody know that you're a tourist. And that can, dress has a lot to do with that. You know, if you're going to a place and you're wearing a kind of a big, loud Hawaiian shirt and, you know, brand new sneakers, and people where you're going aren't going to be dressed that way, it's going to be very easy to stand out. And as I say, these days you can do a lot of research. You can, there's cameras all over the world. You go to a place like London and they've got thousands upon thousands of cameras that can show you every corner of a city. And you can see how people are dressed, and maybe at least to arrive there, you could dress so that you could blend in. It's always good to have local currency in your pocket so that you don't have to ask a lot of questions. And, you know, you can even nowadays, you can even, you know, you can buy these little electronic dictionaries that you can actually speak words into, and it'll come out in phrases. So there's the world, kind of, it gets easier to get your way around. But just be careful and have your wits about you. And, you know, if you have valuables, there's things you can do instead of carrying cash in a wallet that's going to be sticking in your back pocket like we're used to in this country. Other places, they don't carry the wallet in the back pocket. So that can identify you as coming from, say, the United States. You can have a belt that, a wallet that goes inside your belt that conceals your valuables, you know.
And speaking of valuables, John, you actually escort executives abroad who carry valuables with them, whether it be, you know, paper documentation or jewels or what have you. I mean, I kind of feel you're the James Bond in our life, apart from Ian. I beg your pardon, babe. But you travel with individuals who have a need to carry and you know, their valuables with them. For people like that, or just people who need to travel with, you know, important papers, what would you recommend to them when they're traveling and when they arrive at their destination?
Well, when people have us, actually, we actually become their eyes and ears, so they can concentrate on what they're doing. So they don't really have to be aware of an awful lot because we're there aware for them.
Mm-hmm.
But just giving you an example, A friend of mine works in Arizona, and he travels quite often. He's involved in the securing jewelers, and he actually travels all around the world. And I was saying to him one day, I said, oh, you have a great life. You know, you're in Spain one day, and you're in Johannesburg the next. And he says, you know what? He says, I'm sitting in that hotel room. I've got a briefcase handcuffed to my wrist that's got several $1 million in diamonds. And he says, I don't see the outside of that hotel room. So, you know, obviously this is a level of security that the person has, because the person who's in charge of that is actually nice and safe.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we're talking about high level security, which you do, but your company, Sexton Executive Security, is really a full service firm. You protect people here. I know there was an occasion when you were actually protecting a figure in this town who was being stalked, and you also, you know, look over individuals' homes when they're, just make sure their homes are safe when they're traveling. I mean, tell us a little bit more about the services you offer, and then about what people should do prior to leaving on vacation.
Well, yeah, I think sometimes probably people forget that when they go, that they, you know, they leave their valuables behind, and they should take steps to safeguard that, obviously. And there's lots of things that they can do, a lot of small, measures without actually hiring somebody to look after the place, but that can be done too. You know, the usual, make arrangements before you go. You know, if you have mail sticking out of a mailbox, that's, with all the junk mail we all get nowadays in magazines, it's easy for a mailbox to get full and stuffed. Make sure that somebody collects it, or tell the post office to hold it for a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have lights, have activity lights that when somebody approaches, they'll come on. Get into the habit, perhaps, you know, if you have your vehicle outside your garage all the time and it's never inside, then when you go away and the car is inside the garage, you can kind of tip somebody off. So it's always good to vary your routine, to not become too set in your ways, because then people can kind of know what you're doing.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, I don't want to scare people, but there's criminals all over the place, and they're all the time traveling around the roads, and they're watching us. They're doing surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's their job. Their job is to, they're opportunists. And so if they see something that doesn't look right, it's going to jump out at them right away.
And it's not just the mansions that they're, you know, scoping out. It can be an apartment or, you know, a smaller condo or what have you. So very good tip.
John, post 9/11, there's been an increased focus, obviously, on airport security. And recently, the government announced that there will be a program that will institute expedited check-throughs for travelers who agree to pay a certain fee to kind of have biometric information kept on them so that they can reduce the wait time that they have at the security checkpoints. What's your thought about this? Does it really represent a quantum improvement in security for air travelers?
I tell you the truth, Ian, I think it's the best of both worlds. I was just writing about this in my blog. And by the way, I have a historical announcement to make on this historical program of the first.
Please.
My blog, which I've been writing since last year, has now, I've been told, to get a new URL. So it's not just a .blogger.com. My official name of my blog is thebulletproofblog.com.
I saw that.
But
I like that name.
But I just wrote an article the other day about that, and I think it's just as fantastic. It's the best of both worlds, because what you have is you have predetermined, predestined security built in with the speed of travel, and they call them the clear lanes. They're going to be coming to Dulles and to Reagan in the spring. And people who have signed up for that for a minimal fee, for nominal fee, they will send off their background. They'll get a background check by TSA, mm-hmm. and they'll have their fingerprints and eyes scanned. So it slows down the process. They said it's going to slow down the process for a usual 30-minute wait becomes like a 3-minute, between 4 seconds and 3 minutes. And security, the great thing about it is security is not breached. It's not compromised because it's already built in. They know the people. They've done the background check. So it's just, I think it's fantastic.
You're listening to the Traveling On Radio Show, and we're talking to John Sexton, CEO of Sexton Executive Security. John, you just mentioned your blog. What is your website, and is there a link from your website to your blog?
Yes, there certainly is. The website is www.sextonsecurity.com.
And that's
sextonsecurity.com, one word. And there is a link. There's a link, Shirley, and with the blog, I try to give as much security insight and advice as we can. And, you know, sometimes it may involve celebrity. It may involve local sports teams, you know, the Washington Redskins or something else.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just what's going on in the area. But I focus it pretty much along the East Coast. It's international. It's a national blog. But it's given people tips again, and some things that they just mightn't think about.
Well, you're an international company. I mean, you're located here, and what is your phone number before I forget for our listening audience who may be interested in contacting you about some of their security needs?
Our main number is 703-293-6262.
What are some of the things you're doing abroad? I know you're developing or in the process of developing a security school or a training school in the Middle East.
In the Middle East, yes, we're working with investors in the United Arab Emirates at the moment. One of them is arriving into the area today, so it's going to be an interesting weekend. We're looking to open an international security institute in the UAE.
Okay.
And this weekend, actually, back in that neck of the woods, this weekend we have a client from the British Isles who we're protecting in Saudi Arabia.
And you may do some things in China as well during the Olympics?
Yes, we've been approached by a couple of clients that want executive security protection for the Beijing Olympics in the summer.
Oh, my.
John, and speaking of big events like the Olympics where there are hundreds of thousands of people gathered around, any special tips for travelers who might be looking to go to these places, particularly when they're in large gatherings, as to just keeping their awareness, things to look for, things that might be out of the abnormal, so to speak, that they should just kind of be aware of when they're in large gatherings?
Yeah, they say, I mean, you know, the likes of the State Department tips are, you know, try to stay away from large gatherings in cities and again, demonstrations or protests. But the Olympics there's going to be no getting away from it. They say, I was over there in China in March, and they say it's going to be the largest Olympics the world has ever seen. They expect it to be. So there's not really a lot you can do. Once again, it's, you know, keeping your wits about you. Obviously, the more people there are around you milling about you, the more confusion there is, and things like pickpockets are more prevalent or mm-hmm. the potential for them to be there. So, you know, just be aware of who you are and what you are. And the fact is that you're there to have a good time, but, you know, you need to be safe. You need to not take too many chances.
Mm-hmm. And, John, we appreciate you coming in today. Before we leave, I want you to share your phone number again and your website address for our listening audience. And also remind our listening audience that, if they forget your website, there's always a link on our website, travelnon.com. Straight to you.
There you go. That's great. That's fantastic. Thank you very much. The main website again is www.sextonsecurity.com. And our main East Coast phone number is 703-293-6262.
Well, John James Bond Sexton, thank you again for coming in. It's good to see you. Happy New Year to you. And
there to the right, you have the creator, Ian, as in Ian Fleming, right?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Got it all wrapped up here.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm Laura Croft in my alternate life.
And for those who don't know, my father named me after Ian Fleming.
There you go.
Creator of James Bond.
Ties in lovely.
Yep. And you're listening to the Travelin' On radio show. We're your travelin' fools, Tanya and Ian Fitzpatrick. And when we come back, we are going to take a voluntourism vacation and talk to a couple of guests who can teach you and show you how to make your vacation mean something more.
We'll return to the Travelin' On radio show after this time out. Stay with us.